Greetings, radio friends. Welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Gospel Way Radio Broadcast. My name's Bradley Boone. I'm the pastor of the Concord Baptist Church and be your radio preacher for the next 15 minutes as we bring you a portion of the infallible and inerrant Word of God. So thankful that you have joined us today. It's our privilege each and every day to come to you on this good radio station into your place of listening for the Gospel Way Radio Broadcast. We trust it's a blessing and a help to you and that you're going to tell others about the Gospel Way. And they think it might listen, it'd be a blessing to them too. Our only interest is putting forward the Word of God. And certainly God has privileged us with the calling to be able to and do that. We appreciate the Lord, appreciate where we pastor 21 years now at the Concord Baptist Church, and we'd love to have you at any or all the services there. We're located 4.5 miles outside of Burnsville on the Pensacola Road. You can't miss us up there on the right. It's the Concord Baptist Church. God's really been blessing as of late, got lots of new folks that are coming. God's doing some wondrous things. We'd love for you to be a part of it. I want to get back into the message that we've been playing for this week's radio broadcast, a message that we preached probably about a year ago on the blood. And we trust that the portion of the message that you're going to listen to today will be a blessing to you as you listen. So we begin in the Bible in Genesis 3. With man's blood that God had breathed life into in chapter 2. In chapter 3, we find that same blood. Satan has tainted it by sin. But I'm glad, thank God, that God had a plan for the blood. Amen. And he started to show forth that plan as we come through the Word of God. We see a symbol of the blood. In Exodus chapter number 12, we find that Israel has been in Egypt's bondage. And in verse 3, Moses says, "Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take unto them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto the house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up unto the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening." That sounds familiar, doesn't it? "And they shall take the blood." See? "They shall take the blood," the Bible said, "and strike it to the side post, the up post of the houses wherein ye shall eat. And they shall eat of the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs shall they eat. Eat it not raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast it with fire, his head and his legs. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded and shoes on your feet." I love what verse 13 says. "And the blood." And the blood. Amen. Y'all awake?
Amen.
And the blood.
Amen.